Welcome to Who Said That with Sandy and Cade.
Who said that? Who said that? Who said that?
The podcast where we drill down on the 5 W's and 1 H of pop culture and lifestyle in and around South Africa. My name is Kay Salisho, a lifestyle journalist who's been in the game for over 10 years, and I'm joined by Sandy.
Hey guys, I'm Sandy, and I'm a liker of all things, and Kay, I'm ready for today's episode.
I'm glad, so let's get into it. This week, we're talking about Sané and Londi's showdown on Real Housewives of Durban, Jub Jub's beef with Moja Love, and the Mark Pilgrim death hoax. Let's get into it. First things first, we have the new season of Real Housewives of Durban that's airing exclusively on Showmax, and we recently got to watch their episode 2, which has been trending for over 2-3 days online, even in the midst of the State of the Nation address. And the reason why it was trending was a new addition to the show, a woman named Usaneli Siwe Bengu, who is a travel and food blogger and a lifestyle blogger from Durban. But after the episode, people have been asking, like, who is this lady and what's up with her?
Well, according to the episode, she is a private chef, so don't even consider her being a catering chef, which I don't know why she was making such a bad rap for caterers, because I was like, they work hard and they make delicious food. But what I didn't like about how she was introduced is that you don't know if she's a friend, you don't know if who she was connected with. It was just like, here's this girl who's trying to cause drama, and she really did. I mean, this is the spiciness that some of us wanted. I know some people wanted the high teas and the kids and the cars, but I'm like, no. Housewives give us some drama, and she came with drama.
I feel like Real Housewives of Durban is definitely giving us that Real Housewives formula this season, where we have a bone collector taking the tea back to Umnikazi Wendaba, the person who's trying to be the mediator. We have the wealth, that view from Maria's backyard. Girl, it was giving. And Sané was brought on board to give this season. She is giving the drama, and I'm thinking she's trying to be like the Kenya of the season, the person that you love to hate. But my one piece of advice for Sané, girl, step your game up. I was on your YouTube. Like, if you're a food blogger and you only got 200 views on a video of you making chicken wings, girl, you may have to revisit that food blogger title.
And I'm also not happy with how she came in. She came corrected, but not corrected, because Londi was not expecting her to come with that much heat. And then if I want to see her in more episodes, I don't want to make it look like it was scripted. Like, I wanted to be more incorporated, more natural with the ladies, because it felt like everyone was ganging up on Londi and no one defended her. Did anyone notice that not even one housewives came to Londi's defense? Because they all wanted the tea. And they were just like, go ahead, girl. We don't know you, but keep talking, keep talking. And I was just like, wow, that's
girl,
your friends.
If you go online, you will see that some people are saying Londi deserved this for what she did to Lassie last season. So we'll just leave it at that, and we'll see what the ladies have to offer on the upcoming episode of Real Housewives of Durban, streaming only on Showmax. Up next, we are going to talk about the beef between Moja Love, the channel, the South African channel, which some people have called South Africa's TLC, but whoo, I don't think so, and the host of their equivalent of Cheetahs, Jub Jub. Girl, what's happening with that?
So apparently, Ujwala 99 host Jub Jub, who's always, unfortunately, surrounded by controversy, because we saw it last year and 2021, but the channel has stuck beside him. However, he is apparently taking the channel to court because he wasn't paid his January salary. So according to court documents seen by the Sunday World, the channel didn't pay his January salary 2023, and his contract was extended in March 2022 for a year. So apparently his contract is supposed to end this March. So this is huge. So if Jub Jub and Moja Love can't be able to sort out their differences, this might be the end of an era for, you know, quote unquote trash TV and, you know, Cheetahs of SA, because Moja Love is putting their foot down. I mean, in a comment to us, The Citizen, one of the Moja Love channel's representative, Bokani Moya. I'm going to read from my phone, guys, because I don't want to misquote people, okay? I never want to be that person. But he said, Jub Jub should go back to his contract to understand the conditions of his employment. We have on numerous occasions highlighted that the channel does not tolerate any form of misbehavior by any of its talent. So if you're wondering where this comment came from, it's in the context that he was in an argument with his business partner at an event, and he insulted her mother and all of that.
Oh.
Yeah, and apparently the channel CEO, Aubrey Tao, is not happy with this behavior. But I'm thinking it's also in a connection of his previous allegations that we all know about, that we may not mention at this moment because it's all allegedly and claims. But he got away with all of that. But I think it's just scaling up, and I think the channel may be fed up, especially with this comment, but who knows?
I mean, X has been doing a good job of holding down We Are Jordan 99 when Jub Jub's not around, so I don't think it's the end of an era.
I hope so.
All right, and for our last story, we're just going to quickly touch on the Mark Pilgrim death hoax that recently happened. And when you look into the story, it's actually a little bit of a silly story. What happened is South African TV broadcaster Mark Pilgrim's cancer returned sometime last year. So actually almost to the month, February last year, he's been dealing with this for a year. And most recently, a man in Alabama in the United States named James Pilgrim said his brother Mark had passed away after suffering from cancer. And I don't know how people did not look at the pictures accompanying this post, took the post and spread RIP Mark Pilgrim, which was not cool because a lot of South Africans have been worrying about his condition and checking his account daily just to see that he's okay. So for someone to do that when people are suffering anxiety and wanting this man to do better is absolutely evil, in my opinion, honestly. Even if it's a mistake, that is some evil, evil thing to do.
It is very evil, but it's going to go back on how social media feels like SA journalism is in the pits, because this story honestly should not have gotten the way it got, because we know how to do background checks. You know how to check up on the family, ask for a representative. So for this story or these tweets or whatever to go viral kind of shows or makes a point like, guys, we need to do better, because this is really hurtful for his family. This man is fighting for his life. We all know that the situation is quite dire for Mark Pilgrim at the moment, and he has many, many, many supporters. So for this information to come in this light and to be misinterpreted and kind of come to South African Twitter, it is a misfortunate, but it could have been voided, in my opinion, completely, because it's just unnecessary. We always claim people are dead when they are not, and they are still very alive.
Yeah, well, that's it for this week's episode of Who Said That with Sandy and Kay. The podcast where we drill down on the 5 W's and 1 H of pop culture and lifestyle in and around South Africa.